25. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Does not your master pay tribute? He says, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What think you, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter says to him, Of strangers. Jesus says to him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go you to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened its mouth, you shall find a piece of money. That take, and give to them for me and you. At the same time there arose a reasoning among them by the way. Then came the disciples to Jesus, being in the house, and perceiving the thought of their heart, he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for they had disputed among themselves which of them should be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he sat down, and called the 12, and says to them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And Jesus called and took a little child to him, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, Verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, and is least among you all, the same shall be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one of such little children in my name, receives me. And whosoever shall receive me, receives not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he follows not us. And we forbade him, because he follows not with us. But Jesus said to him, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the depth of the sea and drowned. Then said he to the disciples, Woe to the world because of offenses, for it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe to that man through whom the offenses come. Wherefore, if your hand offend you, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands to be cast into hell, into the everlasting fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offend you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter halt into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. You are the salt of the earth. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is therefore good for nothing, neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Moreover, take heed to yourselves. If your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you and repent, you have gained your brother, forgive him. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be to you as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus says to him, If he trespass against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And I say not to you, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that you owe. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told to their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said to him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt, because you desired me. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his lord was angry, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also to you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.